Socrates centuries before. It was at one time the most celebrated tribunal in the world. The court took care of philosophical issues. It took care of religious issues. It took care of criminal issues. It prosecuted murderers. It prosecuted other felons. And the court also rewarded various works of nobility by the citizens of Athens. They were the ones who were responsible for arraigning and prosecuting criminals who blasphemed the other deities. They were the protectors of the religions of Athens. So there's a new teacher in town. And the new teacher in town has a new god that they have never heard of. This Jew who was crucified and supposedly rose again, who is the savior of the world. Paul then is espousing something no one's ever heard. That means that he needs to go before the Supreme Court and give an account of his teaching. That's where they take him. I'm not sure this is where he planned to end up, but it was inevitable. The protectors of the religions of Athens would see to it. And in so doing, Paul gets a hearing for the gospel at the very highest court in Athens. The Lord opened all kinds of doors for him. They may have appeared to be back doors, but nonetheless, he was ushered into the very important place. He was not there to defend a personal philosophy. He was not there to add another imaginary deity to their long list. He was there with one purpose, and that was to introduce them to the true God, the only true God, the one true God. The one true God as revealed in Holy Scripture and as revealed in the person of Jesus Christ. As I told you this morning, our country is happy to give God a place. In God we trust on the coins, under God in the flag salute. We're happy to give God a place as long as we don't narrowly define Him. As long as there's room for everybody to feel free in defining God the way they would like to define Him. But it's un-American. It's intolerant. It's unacceptable. It's unconstitutional to affirm that there's only one true God, and that is the true God as revealed on the pages of the Old Testament and the New Testament, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Paul is in that same dilemma.